Coming up on episode number 1272, 35 years ago, well, 35 years ago, end of last month, end of June, one of the greatest albums of the 80s was released, and some might argue one of the greatest albums of all time, certainly one of the greatest movie soundtracks of all time, 1984's Purple Rain. I was going to say 1984's Prince Purple Rain, but Prince released it. Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain, came out end of June 1984. Broke all kinds of records at the time and is still considered one of the best albums of all time. I agree. I think it's fantastic from start to finish. And we're going to celebrate it today on Coverville with covers of each and every song, plus a few B-sides. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, the covers of Prince and the Purple Rain, Prince and the Revolution's Purple Rain soundtrack. I'm going with it. I don't care. Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain. Fantastic album. So many great singles and hits. If I name them, we're just going to sit here forever. Let's listen to them. But before we do that, I have our top 10 to thank. Yes, top 10 Coverville citizens and patrons, folks who support the show by going to patreon.com/Coverville and supporting the show with a buck or two or however much they want to contribute. Folks like Josh Hall, Dave Williams, Daniel Olson, Thomas Carter, Carl Gibbons, Allison McGee, David Akers, Andrew Clow, John Hyman, and Brett Abbott. Thank you, all of you, for your contributions, your support of Coverville. Again, if you want to support Coverville as well, being the last day of the month, now's a great time to do it. Go to patreon.com/Coverville and keep an eye on things. There's going to be a really cool change in the way patron stuff gets delivered, so it's good news for folks who like something different, who like a little variety in their Coverville swag. Oh, the suspense! What could it be? Who knows? All right, let's get to the music here. Track one from side one of Purple Rain is Let's Go Crazy. And normally the song, as it's originally performed, begins with the church organ and Prince telling you that we're gathered here today to get to this thing called life. Well, in this case, we're gathered here today to get right to the meat of the song. And that's a mighty long time. And I mean to tell you, there's something else. The chorus. Let's get right to it. The Jamie McLean Band from their New Orleans sessions from this year and their cover of Let's Go Crazy. What's it all for?
This is the radio with the sound.
There you go. That's it. I was ready to keep going because the regular album version goes on with a couple extra minutes. That is Apocalypse Hoboken from their album Microstars from 2001 with a cover of Darling Nikki. That's the song that Tipper Gore heard her daughter sing, her 12-year-old daughter sing, and that was kind of the launching pad for that whole explicit content label thing that we had on albums in the 80s and 90s, and even, I don't know, do you still see them today? I don't even know, because they don't put them on the streaming ones. I wonder if like Walmart and places like that still have to put those on the versions that they sell? Very interesting question. Darling Nikki by Apocalypse Hoboken. They're from Chicago, believe it or not. Radio Riddler right before that, from a 2014 tribute to Purple Rain called Purple Reggae. They cover the entire album from start to finish with reggae. I've played a couple of the tracks before. I almost played the Let's Go Crazy with Suggs from Madness on this show, but then I realized, oh, I played it the last time I did a Big Prince cover episode. So, boy, if you go in the archives, there's one more Purple Rain track by track cover story I did, and a bunch of songs from Purple Rain over the years. Five different Prince cover stories over the years. So plenty of Prince to be had to check out. If the song you're looking for, the cover specifically that you're looking for, isn't here, probably played it on a previous one. That was Computer Blue, by the way, by Radio Riddler, right before Darling Nikki. The Beautiful Ones before that, Misty Dixon with a great version from a tribute from 2002 called If I Was Prince. I was talking with folks in the chat room about this, but the song, you know, it's a great song to cover. What you have to nail is that whole "Do you want him or do you want me? 'Cause I want you" part, both with instrumentation and vocals, and definitely qualified on the instrumentation on that one. Just powerful pounding guitars and drums at that moment. Really, really good. Take Me With You by Marshall Crenshaw, that one from his 2008 album What's in the Bag, and the Jamie McLean Band featuring the Dirty Dozen Brass Band with Let's Go Crazy, that one coming from their New Orleans Sessions album, which came out earlier this year. Side one complete. Let's move on to side two. That one begins with maybe one of the biggest hits from Purple Rain. I'm talking about a song called When Doves Cry. Here's a great cover it by Christy Thirsk, which you can almost rearrange the letters in her first name to spell her last name. Just realized that just now as I'm looking at this. Here's Christy Thirsk with her cover of When Doves Cry.
She's never satisfied.
She's never satisfied.
And we scream at each other. never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing.
Murder by Death. From their As You Wish Kickstarter Covers Volume 3 album from earlier this year, Purple Rain. This was a CD that they recorded for the Kickstarter release of their newest album, and included this as a bonus for people who backed the new album. Really, really cool stuff. Murder by Death is such a great group. Definitely recommend you check them out. I've played a couple of their covers here on the show before. Really, really good band. The Eaton Canyon Royal Ensemble from a symphonic tribute to Purple Rain, which came out in 2004 with Baby, I'm a Star. I just couldn't play the Buddy Miles version yet again. I've played that before a couple times and had to play something different. Baby, I'm a Star by the Eaton Canyon Royal Ensemble. I Would Die for You, Mariachi El Bronx. That one was included on a Spin Magazine Purple Rain tribute called Purplish Rain. If you're familiar with the blog Cover Me blog, Ray Padgett, who is the guy behind that, worked for Spin Magazine and helped orchestrate that cover album. Unfortunately, it was an album that you could only get by buying a copy of Spin, going to a particular paragraph in the Prince article, and then finding the exact word to enter as a password on the Spin site. I don't think it's available anymore because I don't think you can buy that copy of the magazine anymore. But if you were able to snag a copy of it, it was really good. A really good tribute to Purple Rain. And then we start off that side with Christy Thirsk from her album Undercover from 2008 with a cover of When Doves Cry. Now, that would complete the actual release of the album. That would be it, right? That'd be all you'd get. However, there were B-sides, there were singles, things like that, right? And the song I Would Die for You, when it was released as a single, it was released with Erotic City as, no, not I Would Die for You, it was the other one. It was Take Me With You, I believe. Hold on, I'm pulling it up here because I want to make sure I get this right. I think it was Take Me With You was released as, or released with the B-side, Erotic City. Is that right? Let me see. Hold on. I want to get this right. Oh, it's so tough to get this information accurate, isn't it? Bonus. Yeah, I Would Die For You. Okay, I did have it right. When I went to the I Would Die For You site, it didn't list that. But yes, this was released as the B-side. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have it wrong. Let's Go Crazy. There it is right there. It was the B-side to Let's Go Crazy. Jeez. The image on the album cover was the same image of Prince that was used for the cover of I Would Die For You. So that's why it lists I Would Die For You. Anyway, the only way I could play you a cover of Erotic City and not use the explicit tag for this show is by including an instrumental. This one came out in 2016 on a Las Vegas punk rock tribute to Prince called Punk Sexy. Here are the New Waves with, yes, a surf guitar tribute to Erotic City.
My tongue.
Living Color with a cover of a song that was the B-side to When Doves Cry. That was the first single released from Purple Rain. 17 Days, a song that never saw the light of day until the Prince A-sides, B-sides CDs came out. Well, it didn't see the digital light of day until those came out a little while later. Living Color and a cover of 17 Days. That version came from the 1993 tribute to Prince called Symbolism. Really good cover there. Speaking of Prince, we heard him right there with the original demo version of Jungle Love, a song that was later, that was covered or performed by Morris Day and The Time, both in the movie and as a single, as the competing artist at the club that the kid, played by Prince, worked. Jungle Love by Prince, that one actually just came out earlier this year on an album called Originals that also includes the original version of Nothing Compares to You. And I say original versions, these aren't really versions that were ever released as originals. So it doesn't make Jungle Love by The Time the cover. That's still the actual original. This is a demo. But what else is on there? Glamorous Life, Manic Monday, demo versions of that song. Also included there, Prince with a cover of Jungle Love. And then we start off with the New Waves, start off that set with the New Waves, a surf guitar punk band from Las Vegas, Nevada, from an album called Punk Sexy from 2016. That was their cover of Erotic City. That is going to bring us right to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for all of your support and emails and requests, things like that. If you do want to make a request, please do go to requests@coverville.com. It's an email address, folks. It's got an @ in it. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. We're going to get to your requests in an episode in August. Holy cow, so get your requests in, because we're going to at least do a set of requests coming up on an episode here this month. Everything else, just go to coverville.com. It's got everything else you need right there. Coverville swag, links to support the show, and all the archives for all 1,271 shows that were recorded before this one. You can find all of it there at coverville.com. All right, that's going to do it. Until next time, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, you'll want to take them with you, with the letter U, a U right there, the letter U. Take them with you.
is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.